Her vacation was a deserved one. Jennifer was tired of her life, and a few days in Acapulco could fix a lot. She had opted to take a tour through a particularly nice forest on the third day of her vacation. A tour guide led her and several others down a worn dirt path through the most beautiful forest Jennifer had ever seen. Jennifer heard a river roaring to her left. She was drawn to the sound. She had to see it. She thought to herself that there would be little harm if she went and saw it. She could easily catch up with the others after a quick look. Jennifer quickly ducked off the path, and within a few moments she was standing on the bank of the most beautiful thing her eyes had ever led upon. She gazed on the beautiful river for many moments and turned back toward the way she had come. I had better catch up with the group now. Jennifer went to take a step, but her feet would not respond. She looked down to see that the muddy bank had swallowed her hiking boots up to the ankles. Jen pulled again on her feet, but it only succeeded in making the mud slide over the top of her nice new boots. Oh no, I might lose the group if I don't get out of this quick. Jen became frantic, taking turns pulling on either foot, trying desperately to take at least one step forward. However, all she succeeded in doing was getting in deeper. When she had stopped, she was calf-deep in the mucky embankment. She stopped moving instantly. Jen became scared as the mud began to slide up and over her bare knees and began to climb her thighs. She realized that she had become stuck in quicksand and was now at the point where it was pulling her in, whether she moved or not. Jen began to scream for help at the top of her lungs, but she knew that the group was now too far away to hear her, and there was no one else around for miles. When the mud claimed her waist, Jen began to cry. She began to ask herself why she had to be so bold and leave the group. When the mud came to her breasts, she wiped the tears from her eyes and became determined to find a way free from the quicksand that held her. She tried to grab everything near, but nothing was in reach. Not a branch, not a rock, nothing. The quicksand came to her shoulders and quickly pulled her arms beneath the surface. The quicksand now was at her neck, and Jen was beyond determination or fear. She turned her head to look at the river once more as the quicksand reached her chin, and it was the last thing she saw before her head totally slid beneath the muck.